With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tornadoes have killed over four people in Oklahoma, left thousands without power over the weekend. Tornadoes that began late Saturday night left at least 100 injured. One destroyed several downtown buildings in the town of Sulphur. In the Midwest, several twisters were spotted and did their damage. In Omaha, James Stennis lost his home, said his family barely made it to the basement when they heard the destruction going on upstairs.
We're just taking it day by day. I mean, you come upstairs and see that you have no house from emerging from the basement. You're home, but you're actually homeless.
There were flood watches and warnings in effect on Sunday for Oklahoma and five other states. Police in Louisiana say three officers were wounded by gunfire in a standoff with a man suspected of shooting three other people. In Kenner, police said the officers were taken to a New Orleans area hospital. Their conditions were not immediately known. Florida sheriff said two of his deputies hospitalized after being wounded in a shootout with a man who opened fire when officers tried to pull him from his car. The Polk County Sheriff's Office praised the deputies at a news conference, saying that the man sitting in the car early Saturday at a public park had closed and refused deputies' commands to get out. Also at SRNnews.com, bloodshed in Germany.
Police in Upper Bavaria say the two Ukrainian men had been stabbed to death and a Russian man arrested as a possible suspect. German news sources say the two Ukrainians were killed at a shopping center in the village of Murnau. The victims were 23 and 36. The Russian suspect reportedly is 57. Investigators have not disclosed what a possible motive might have been in the Saturday night murders. Jason Walker reporting.
This is SRN News. A Bible going up for auction this summer.
Amongst the items that will be on the block at Christie's in London will be the Crosby Shoyan Codex. It's the oldest complete version of the first epistle of Peter and the book of Jonah. The ancient manuscript is written in the Coptic language on papyrus. It is expected to fetch about $4 million at the June auction. Last year, a 1,000-year-old Hebrew Bible was sold for $38 million at Sotheby's in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton dropping a request for a Seattle hospital to hand over records regarding sex change operations performed on children from Texas, part of a settlement of a lawsuit filed by Seattle Children's Hospital against Paxton's office. For its part, the hospital agreed to withdraw its registration to transact business in Texas. A growing number of states are enacting laws restricting or banning sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Five-year offshore track leases for wind energy production.
The plan was announced by Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. It calls for up to a dozen offshore energy lease sales beginning this year and continuing through 2028. Three of the anticipated sales would be for Gulf of Mexico tracks. Other sales would be for the Central Atlantic, the Gulf of Maine, Oregon, California, Hawaii, and an area of the Atlantic known as the New York Bight, as well as an unspecified U.S. territory. John Scott reporting.
Federal officials investigating whether last year's recall of Tesla's autopilot driving system actually did enough to make sure drivers pay attention to the road. Tesla's reported more than 20 crashes involving autopilot since the recall, the accident raising concerns about the effectiveness of the remedy. Recall involved more than 2 million vehicles, nearly everything Tesla had sold at the time. More details at SRNnews.com.